There's a quote attributed to you that we can't stop changes from occurring, but we can control how we react to them. What an important lesson for family caregivers.
Isn't that just the most empowering thing that you ever heard?
we always sit around waiting for the other shoe to drop and missing whatever beauties in the moment of our lives. How do you suggest we start the process of controlling how we react to these changes?
Well, the most important thing is to understand the concept that we actually have the ability to not react. And I really truly believe that most people don't think that way. Most people think that when something else happens that they react and that then determines the outcome. And that's really not the process, or it doesn't have to be the way the process is. We can make a conscious decision not to react. And when you make that discovery, and it really is like a discovery, it's like discovering a gold mine. When you make that discovery, you can all of a sudden not react to whether it's, you know, things that your children do, whether it's not to react to things that your partner, your spouse, a coworker. I mean, no matter what aspect of your life you think of, you can probably come up with a situation where someone has said something, and it might be a total stranger, of course, that has set a tone for a whole day, has, in the words of so many people, ruined my day.
Right.
Well, you don't need to let anybody or anything ruin your day when you understand that you have the ability not to take that downward spiral. And as I started to understand that concept, it takes some practice to really put it into effect. I mean, you can start to understand the concept, but and once you do and you grasp it, all of a sudden you start finding yourself throughout your day reacting to things. And I would then be able to say, wait a second, I'm not going there. I'm just not going there. And I'll tell you, it not only can just have a huge change in the way you live your life and whether you have a bad day or a good day, but I think it also has an amazing impact on your stress level, and ultimately on your health.
On your health and your ability to care for the loved ones that you're...
And the ability to care for your loved ones. Because I think most people, if they're in a relationship, you know, say they're married and there are certain things that their partner says that always kind of sets you off.
Mm.
And when you start to understand this, and when you start to understand what your partner or your children or other people in your life do for their own reasons, and it also allows you to understand that they are reacting.
Well, they're reacting
with their own baggage. You know, it's Jonathan. Jonathan Cabot did. He wrote that book, Wherever You Go, There You Are.
Right.
And the whole idea of it is that, you know, we all see things differently. We see things through the glasses that we choose to put on. And it's just a wonderful concept to envelop, because when you do, you realize that you can put a different set of glasses on. You can put a set of rose. My mother always said as I was growing up, always wear your rose-colored glasses. She was like this, you know, half glass, half full person, the ultimate positive thinker. And, you know, some of it must have, I think, it sunk in. However, it wasn't until later in life when I really kind of started my own little, you know, journey into meditation and different way of thinking, and started reading about it, that I discovered people like Jonathan Kabat-Zinn, that all of a sudden I said, oh yeah, that's what my mom was talking about.
Well, it is so important to caregivers, because we're really always looking for the next piece of bad news. We're always looking to react. We're always in a reactionary mode.
But the world we live in makes you sometimes feel these days when you're a caregiver that it's just overwhelming, and you feel like you have to catch up with things and keep up with things, and to all of a sudden discover that you have the ability to make such an impact, positive impact on people's lives, and that you do have a lot more power than you think, whether it's emotional, we'll call this one emotional because it's the way you react to things, and that sets off a whole series of events when you emotionally react to something, or whether it's your ability to impact them physically. I mean, look, you know, I just spent a year with a wonderful guy, a pediatric nutritionist, Dr. Myron Winnick, who made his lifelong body of work, his studies, based them on how we feed our children and the healthy habits that we instill in our children, that how that will impact their life as adults. And the fact is that we have, if somebody said to you as a parent that they had an inoculation or a pill that you could give your child that would prevent that child from getting any debilitating diseases in adults, diabetes, cancer, high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, and extend their lives 10 to 15 years, you would say, sign me up, where do I get in line?
And that's that's the Growing Up Healthy book, right?
Right, and we actually have that ability. But the problem is for many, and we need to just get out there and give a wake-up call to this nation how important it is for them to take this seriously. But the problem, of course, is that so many people don't take their own health seriously. They don't exercise themselves, and they don't eat right, and they eat too much fast food, and they eat too much, you know, food filled with trans fats. And, you know, the old saying, our children may not always listen to us, but they never fail to imitate us. And, you know, it's kind of a little bit overwhelming to think about that all the time when you're the role model for your child. But the fact is that we have this incredible ability to impact our children's lives so positively, whether it's impacting them with the eating habits or the habits of instilling physical fitness into their lives. I mean, I'm so typical. I was raised by parents who, you know, my mom was from the Midwest, meat and potatoes, everything was sauce, 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 sauce. Nothing was good unless it had a ton of sauce on it,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of butter. And, you know, I had to learn all of my healthy habits as an adult. And not only do you have to learn healthy habits, but you have to change your bad habits. And that's all just hard to do. So if we can give our kids healthy habits growing up so that they don't have to go through this big turnaround that a lot of us had to go through, I mean, it's just the most precious gift, I think, that we could ever give a child, more important than anything we could ever do for them.
Well, I appreciate this. I think this is going to be very, very important to our readers, and I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.